Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, March the 4th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 3.5 cents, May wheat up 1¾ cents, and May beans up 6 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 10 ticks, crude oil's up 86 a barrel. Dow Jones looks to be 100 higher, gold's down 11 bucks an ounce. A little bit higher overnight. The rumors are that the president, President Trump, President Xi, are going to sign an agreement in the next 2 weeks. The president has asked China to ease off the tariffs immediately on soybeans. And it seems the rumors have it that the Chinese seem to be agreeable with that. So we were 6 cents higher overnight. Not quite the response you'd want to see on news like that, but I think we should have been higher, but it is what it is. Funds are short about 50,000 beans, 100,000 corn, so that could be a little helpful if they decide to cover in here. So when it's all said and done, you know, I think these markets hopefully have turned a corner in here. We made lows pretty much when we should have made the lows, and I think we're, you know, due for some kind of rally in here. I mean, the wheat market's just been hammered. We need to see something positive there, but you know, hopefully China will buy some wheat from us as well. Weather around the world, you know, Australia's had all kinds of problems. The corn crop in Brazil and Argentina look to be getting it a little bit bigger. We don't see any real significant problems that are really going to change the balance sheets except for the Brazilian soybean number, which I think is, you know, moving somewhere south of 115 million metric tons. But I really think, you know, in the next 30 days, we've got this cold, wet weather. It's going to delay certainly planting in the south. Is that going to go into cotton? Is it going to go into something else? Hard to say. But we still have to make a lot of decisions in the next 30 days about what's going to get planted and all. There seems to be a concerted push to think that we could see, you know, less beans lost than one would think. I still think we'll see about 2 million shift out of beans into corn. But overall, I don't think a whole lot of this matters if we get a China deal. If we get a China deal, they take another $30 billion worth of American ag products. Then I think these markets could be turning a corner, and I think we could see some significantly higher prices out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTA.